First on the news at one, last night, Kevin Lunny, director of Quinn Industrial Holdings, gave his first interview to BBC Northern Ireland about his abduction and torture in September. Now, we're going to talk to QIH CEO Liam McCaffrey in just a moment. But first, here's Kevin Lunny, who has been describing in terrifying and shocking detail what happened to him on that night in September. In this first clip, Kevin makes reference to how his captors told him to resign from QIH.
And he said a number of times, "We know you, we've been watching you." At one stage he said, "We've been watching you, we've seen you with your little daughter with the GAA top. And you're going to do what we say." And I said, "I'll do anything you say." And he went on with that. And then he said, "Okay, that's right, we believe you. But if you don't, we'll be back. And we'll be back for you and all the family."
And he went on to describe what happened after he was pushed out onto the side of the road by the attackers.
"Down the road, on the main road, I was able to see the light of a house, a window of a house. I don't know how far it was. I couldn't, maybe 200 metres. But I seen it and I said, I have to try and get to that. So I pushed myself along. I don't know how far I'd gone, but I knew I had to try and get to it. And I remember stopping a few times because I just couldn't go any further. And I remember thinking about the kids, and Brona, and everything. And I was thinking, I don't think I'll make this. But I did keep going, and I kept pushing. And I'm not sure how far I was, maybe not that far at all. And I heard a tractor coming. And I started to think maybe I should have stayed on the other road. But eventually the tractor came, and it came along beside me. And I waved at it, and it stopped. And I think it was the help of God that he stopped."
That's Kevin Lunny there describing what happened on the night he was abducted. And on the line now, we're joined by Liam McCaffrey, Quinn Industrial Holdings CEO. Liam, you're very welcome to the programme today. I know you've heard Kevin's story of what happened that night. Many of us were aware of the facts, but I think even listening to those clips there again, it takes your breath away. I mean, what was the impact on you watching that last night?
It was horrific. I didn't know all the details. I've been speaking to Kevin a lot over the last number of weeks. But, you know, when you sit in your living room with your family and you listen to that, it just brings all of that horror back home in one fell swoop. And frankly, there were tears shed in our house, and I'm sure in many houses across the country.
And did you talk to, I assume you did, to Kevin about doing that and coming out and talking about it? And why did you all decide that that was the right thing to do?
Claire, we've been living with a level of intimidation now since 2015. Obviously, the events involved were Facebook postings, intimidatory signs, sabotage to vehicles, and then they took a nasty twist from August 2018 onwards with burnings and physical assaults, etc. The only way to deal with this, in our view, is to shine a light on it, to shine the media light on it, to bring the full impact, the full horror of what's going on home here to everybody, in order, frankly, to prompt the necessary response from the authorities.
One of the moments that stood out last night, and we heard it there again in that clip, was that really clear demand that was made of Kevin that night, that commitment that he stand down from QIH. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who have just heard you explain why you're facing this down, but who are also wondering why you're still there in the face of all of this.
Well, look, we have a set of responsibilities to discharge here. We took over this company 5 years ago. We have attracted something in the region of €50 million of investment into it, created 200 jobs, brought a business back from the brink because of the Quinn difficulties with Anglo and whatnot over the years. It had been underinvested, so it needed a lot of money spent on it. And that's been no easy task. But in doing that, we have developed a responsibility towards the 840 staff that we employ here. And frankly, us resigning won't solve that problem, because this intimidation is just likely to move on to the next management team. So, A, resigning won't solve the problem. B, if we resign, it's likely that the business would go into a downturn. It would be more difficult to retain the type of buoyancy that has been created here over the last number of years. Indeed, it might be difficult to retain the business at all. So we have a responsibility to that. But thirdly, and we haven't fully decided on this in terms of the long term, thirdly, we do have a responsibility to our families. We're all at an age where we have young families, and that has to be our primary motivation. But at this stage, we are 7 weeks into this since the attack on Kevin and the escalation. And we need to put our trust in the authorities to react and respond and bring those involved to justice.
Do you feel safer day to day since policing activity has been stepped up in the last number of weeks?
Yes, I do, yes. I mean, since the attack on Kevin, prior to the attack on Kevin, I think we're on record as saying we were disappointed with the response from the authorities in general, both north and south. But since the attack, there's been a significant step up. We have a lot of patrols. I came out of my house this morning. The police were down my laneway. I noticed at least two unmarked police cars on my route to work this morning. That's a significant step up, even over the last number of weeks. So we do feel safer in that regard. But the second part of that has to be bringing those involved to justice.
You mentioned the 840 staff. Have you had an opportunity to assess reaction around the place to that interview?
I think the reaction, not really an opportunity to assess the reaction to the interview, bar a small number of people that have been in contact with today, but I think the reaction was shown when the staff gathered for a rally back a couple of days after this event happened. Some 800 staff just marched up the road to express their solidarity with Kevin, had a statement read out on their behalf, and signed a petition that was passed on to Kevin and his family. The reaction is just shock and horror, and a lack of comprehension as to how one human being could do that to another.
Just on that, Liam, I heard a text message being read out on another radio station today, which said, "Shame on the community where you are for supporting these people by remaining silent." Is that fair comment?
No, I think the community where we are very, very supportive. 99.9% of the people here are supportive. I think what you do have, and we can't ignore it, is an atmosphere of fear. We have been intimidated here because of our roles. So there is an atmosphere whereby people who want to speak out in our support are almost afraid or concerned, because that might draw attention to themselves and might draw intimidation onto them. Mm-hmm. We can only face that down if we move as a collective and we are sure that the authorities are moving at the same time, and we then build confidence that will allow people to speak out and make their true feelings heard.
Kevin's brother Tony was speaking to Sean O'Rourke earlier today, and he was speaking about that meeting that you had yesterday with the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. Now, Tony said he was happy with how the meeting went. You've had meetings before, though. What was different about that one?
Well, I think the things that were different were, there were points we didn't agree on in terms of the response prior to the attack on Kevin. But the difference was we felt that Drew Harris listened carefully to all of our concerns. The fact that we had the meeting at that senior level, the highest policing level that you could get a meeting in this country, that's encouraging. And I think what we're seeing on the ground in terms of the support that the Garda are giving the directors who live in the south of Ireland, in terms of the armed response unit and just the patrols that are there supporting their homes, etc. But we've got to move that on now, and this is a challenge for everybody, move that on. The Commissioner is happy with the way the investigation is progressing. We look forward to that coming to a conclusion, and those responsible for orchestrating this brought to book.
Am I right in saying you're calling for a cross-border task force to police the area? Is that one of your asks of the Commissioner and the PSNI?
It is, because over the years we've had this, and it'll be unfair to say it's an excuse, but we've had this comment of, well, it's very difficult because somebody does something on one side of the border, they move over to the other side of the border, and it takes an age just with the bureaucracy involved to get anything done. As we drove to the meeting yesterday between Belturbet and Monaghan, we crossed the border on about four occasions. So it's very difficult. These roads go in and out around the border, and it is difficult for the police and the Garda in their current form and with their current legislation to deal with that. It's also probably, you know, frankly, over the period, a matter of resource in or around the border area.
We asked the Department of Justice, Liam, about this today, and they've given us a statement in the last couple of minutes, and they say that a joint agency task force was established following the November 2015 Fresh Start Agreement in Northern Ireland. Its remit is to tackle organised and cross-jurisdictional crime. So, in a sense, they're saying that is there already.
Well, look, it may be there already. I'm unaware of how well resourced it is. I'm unaware of exactly what its workings are. And certainly, as I say, prior to the attack on Kevin, we didn't feel there was a concerted effort from the authorities on both sides of the border, I should say, to address the issues that we face here as directors in this business.
But you feel now that's changed?
I feel there's certainly a significant step up in activity since the attack on Kevin.
Okay, Liam, thank you for joining us on the News at One today. Liam McCaffrey, Quinn Industrial Holdings CEO there.